I'm here with Jing from the SQL Server team. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for... No, let's restart.
That's okay.
Okay, two.
So we're here with Jing from the SQL Server team. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having this interview with me so that I can introduce all the new features that we enabled in this new release.
Cool. So what role do you play in SQL Server, and in particular with 2008, what did you work on?
Actually, we enabled some new types for CatMai types. We did all the CatMai type support, for example, date, daytime, daytime two, daytime offset, time, all those date-related types.
Okay.
We enabled end-to-end scenarios for those CatMai types.
So what was your role working on those features? Were you a PM or a developer, a tester, or what did you do?
Actually, I'm a tester for a metadata mapping component team in Entity Framework.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. So the metadata, so in the Entity Framework, so how's that broken up? Like, what are the different components? And sort of, do you want to give an overview of what the Entity Framework is?
Sure. Actually, Entity Framework aims to provide for data developers a complete data access layer so that actually some mismatch between relational model and object model, we kind of seamlessly integrate the two models so that the data developers don't have to worry, convert relational model to object and then vice versa.
It's like an object relational mapping technology.
Yes, and beyond that, we actually... at the core, we have actually EDM, Entity Data Model. That's what the Entity Framework stands out from other ORM providers, which means this EDM model is kind of, you can plug this EDM model for example, workflow application or internet application. Even, for example, right now we are working with the reporting services, analysis services, all those the Microsoft team to plug in our EDM model.
Right.
Into other applications.
Sure.
Yeah.
So the way that works, my understanding is basically, so you may have, say, a customer, which from an object perspective is
exactly.
one entity.
Exactly.
And then
yeah.
you might, a customer may be made up of 10 different tables in
exactly.
your relational model beneath it. So
yes. And then, yes.
The Entity Framework, then, is a piece that translates what a customer object is into the SQL for,
yes.
if you're running on top of a SQL model.
Mm-hmm.
So
exactly.
It's basically how it works?
Yes, exactly.
So what are some of the technical challenges involved with developing and testing something like that? Because your Entity Framework is writing a bunch of SQL, so it's probably pretty important that that's all working exactly as you would expect. So,
Well, I would say performance is the one big challenge because... you know, for such an application to work really nice for developers, you know, performance is always like a bottleneck. We have to try, for example, how to minimize the round trip.
Minimize the what?
Round the trip, like so that minimize the access to the database.
Okay.
And then
sure.
So you need to do lots of like client side work, right? And in terms of testing, I have to say like a. We put lots of effort into developing some automation framework so that we can, you know, for example, how to build our query language, how to build the cache. Those are really big challenges for us.
Right.
Yeah, and also because the products are constantly changing, right? And your testing framework needs to be changed with it, together with product as well.
And being that the Entity Framework and EDM is a new technology, we probably needed to develop a lot of new tools for being able to automate these tests and do it effectively. So
yes.
kind of different than being a tester on maybe the engine side that already has all that infrastructure in place.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, we're trying to refactor our test framework.
Right.
For the new release.
I would imagine.
Yeah.
So... sort of what is your role in the project in terms of a day in the life? Like, what do you do every day?
What I do every day, first the day I come into the office, it would be update my investment and see what changes get into the source depot. But now we're using TFS.
Right.
Yeah, into the investment and then trying to see what, for example, fixes are coming in and what did it break anything?
Right.
Those kind of thing.
So when you come in, you see like a list of things that people have checked in?
Yes.
Into, so
yes.
You're testing branches, or are you testing mainline, or does it depend
branches,
on?
Actually, we are in feature branch.
Okay.
Yeah, we always aren't main after a certain period.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when it comes to the integration builds mm-hmm. and integration testing, is that mm-hmm. a separate team that does that, or do you then
no.
work on those integration builds as well?
Right. We work on those builds as well. We do our lab test runs for integrated builds as well as a feature team.
Cool. So then when you come in the morning, you see what things were checked in, and then
mm-hmm.
do you have some little dashboards with red, green, yellow, things broke during the night
yes,
builds, or
exactly.
you sort of get your
yes.
coffee and decide
exactly.
your
That's
coffee
a
and tea
day.
And decide what the day is going to look like, see what is broken
yeah.
and what's working. So.
Yeah, yeah. Any failures out of the tester run would be investigated first by testers, which is us, and then we would filter out all those product issues to developers. That would be a typical day for us.
Cool.
Well, yeah.
How do you actually provide that feedback to the developers? Do you have like an automated system with emails, or do you end up getting on the phone with people usually? And do you know the feature developers by first name, or is it
yeah.
more of a automated system? How does that work?
Actually, I think communication would play a lot. Sometimes if the problem is kind of undetermined, you would better talk in person.
Right.
To have some agreements made. And then usually we would probably back system or tracking system, those would come into play.
Cool.
Yeah.
So SQL Server 2008 is about to ship. Must feel good. Are you excited?
Yeah, we are very excited. There are lots of new features.
Cool.
Yeah.
And did you find it a rewarding project to work on over the last, how long have you been working on the project?
Actually, I've been working on this project for, let me see, 2 years, about 1.5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it feels good to be getting done with
yeah.
the big milestone.
Yeah, and actually we are already shifting to the next release.
Right. Cool. Well, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.